Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we are totally grateful. Thank you. Hey, everybody. So for those of you in radio land, we are doing Facebook Live again tonight, so you'll hear me telling people periodically hello. I see my Georgia family. I see some North Carolina family. I don't know what state y'all are actually listening there from, but I'm kind of guessing from some of the people that are joining. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. So tonight's topic is living in your purpose. And y'all know I talk about this each and every week about living in purpose or living a life of purpose and no longer existing, right? But before we jump in, because I know I get excited about that because that's the premise of the show, right? So I want to thank my sponsors before I don't forget, which y'all know I get excited about talking about purpose. But I want to thank our business coach and travel ambassador, Elder Cornelia Brown. And she can save you on any of your travel. You get your own portal, so it's like you have your own Travelocity is something assigned to you. Hey, everybody. And so you can actually check her out at wildearthsparkles.iboomerang.com. And iBoomerang is iBuumerang.com. Or you can call her at 404-786-0873. If you're interested in some part-time income or extra income, she can help you with that as well. That's Elder Cornelia Brown. She is a business coach and travel ambassador. Then we have infographics. If you see any pictures, any flyers, anything that you see that I post, infographics is our place, our one-stop shop for our photography and graphic work. So if you need anything done, they can take care of that for you. Vidiology can take care of any of your infomercials, commercials. In fact, Vidiology did the actual song. I heard the intro song. They actually rewrote and replayed it. And then they had our songbird, Miss Deidre Norvette, actually do the singing. That's her voice. And she had an EP come out on August 14th. So make sure you guys go out to the digital outlets and get a copy of it. It's called This Is Me. And it is absolutely beautiful. And it reminds you of how awesome and how beautiful and how amazing you are. Again, the title of that is This Is Me. And Vidiology did the project with her on my jingle. But you can contact Vidiology for jingles, infomercials, or commercials at 706-873-1519. Or you can contact any of these businesses on their business page at Facebook Live. We have Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. Ms. Jillian Simpson takes care of you there. Where aftercare matters most. So many times people are having surgeries, and afterwards they need care. And who can better assist you than someone that is awesomely trained for it, but has not only the training but the spirit for it in the heart. So y'all check her out. Contact her at 470-298-2630 for your free consultation. Again, that's Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. And again, all of them have Facebook presence. We have the 21-Day Mind Detox. Y'all don't forget to go ahead and get your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox. For those of you who have already read it, hey, start it again. Read it one page a day for 21 days. Be intentional about what you're putting in your mind because it starts with the mind. We got to renew that thing daily, right? All right, so we thank you to all of our sponsors. And we're going to go ahead and have our guest join us, Ms. Kezia Alford. I had the opportunity of meeting her a couple of years ago at an event that was hosted by Dr. Renee Sunday, and she had such a beautiful spirit. She's a beautiful lady inside and out. And so God is opening so many doors, and I'm not going to talk much. I'm going to go ahead and bring her live with us. So bear with me for just a moment. Great evening to you. Are you here with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Amen. Amen. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm excited.
Oh, we are so excited about having you. Now, tonight, I love to ask people to introduce themselves. One reason is that because when you're doing the things that you love to do and you're living in your purpose, they feel the very essence of who you are off of you. So I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire Inside family.
Hey, so hello, everybody, ladies and gentlemen that's on the line. I'm excited. My name is Kezia Alford, and I'm actually here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Mapleton area. I'm originally from Mississippi, Greenville, Mississippi. I'm a proud Mississippian, and I'm glad Atlanta embraced me like they have. But I am a mom. I have two boys. I have a 10-year-old and a 20-year-old. I am a wife. I've been married, it'll be 12 years actually this year, this September, and my husband James, and we also have a church here in Marietta as well. I just love to socialize and network with women from all the different areas. That's just me. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I do so much, especially being trying to balance everything. I just got through trying to get dinner ready, so and then jumping on the call. So I'm a normal woman doing normal things that God has opened up so much favor in my life, and so that's why I'm on the line with you. So I'm excited.
Amen, amen. I know you have so many things that are opened up to you, and a number one multitasker like myself. I can definitely relate to that. So the topic to this evening, living in your purpose, what does that topic mean to you?
So that topic, living in your purpose, is everything to me because the number one reason why the Lord put us on this earth, first of all, just to, of course, be believers in Christ and know who he is and give our whole heart surrendered unto him. And the second thing is to just walk in purpose and divine purpose. This is the reason why we're here. This is the reason why we were created. He has a purpose on the earth for us. So it's a very important and vital for us to walk in it and find out what it is and do it without any regret.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. And look, did you bring me on yet to the Facebook? I know I'm. Did you bring me on, or I know I'm just on audio? Are you trying to do it now?
I am actually trying to do it. I may have to swap out your devices because my Mac is not allowing me to. And normally the Mac will allow you to, but it's not cooperating. So usually you can do it on your iPhone or your Mac. But it's not being very helpful today.
I've been crying for this.
So,
okay, no problem.
Hey, everybody, as you all are joining us, you hear the voice of Ms. Kezia Alford. And I tell you, God is opening so many doors for her. One of the things I said to everybody is because I jumped on a lot right before 7:30 to remind them to come back, But one of the things I said was, you knew that you had a promise and you never gave up on it, and now you're watching it manifest.
Yeah, no question about it.
Do you want to elaborate on it?
Yeah, so it's so many things that the Lord has shown me. When you come into a relationship with him and an intimate relationship with him, it's very vital to hear from him. And when I was in that state, when I first moved here to Atlanta in 2013, I think I rededicated my life the following year, and the Lord was dealing with me in so many different ways, and he tore me down to build me back up in him to find out actually who, I really am. And so he actually showed me a lot of things in that via dream, via prophecy, and so many different ways he spoke to me. And actually, I'm moving around the house. So let me come down and make sure I don't want you to lose me, because I really want to elaborate on this, because this is so important and vital for kingdom people. When the Lord spoke things to me almost 15 years, when I first moved here, I was not living for Christ at all, but I rededicated my life really quickly and gave my life over. And that's when, like I said, I started finding out who I was. Well, the Lord showed me all these different things that you're showing on, seeing on Facebook that's being manifested and that I'm talking about. And I don't just say these things because I'm bragging on what God is doing or what I'm doing, but I'm saying these things constantly because people highlight the fact of the awards and things like that, but I always bring it back to, but I had to wait and I had to be obedient and I had to have a life of prayer. I had to have a life of fasting. I had to have a life of, like they say, blind faith, knowing what God said and never see it, but by faith just knowing that he's going to do it. Because I just spoke on a TV show that when the Lord speaks something, he will not take that thing back. He's a God that won't lie. So I had to stand on those promises that I knew. I had promises everywhere around my house, everywhere where I put my eyes, because the enemy wants to come and take away and snatch away every promise, everything that God spoke to you, and everything that that the Lord will give you a peek into your future anytime because that's what God would do. He'll reveal things to you in parts, And so every time the Lord will reveal something to me, the enemy would come in and try to snatch up everything that God would try to show me or make me believe that this is not going to happen. But it has to be an unshakable faith that we have as kingdom women. And I'm just going to talk to the women as kingdom women. There has to be an unshakable and an unmovable faith that we have to have to know that God, I'm his daughter, and there's nothing that he won't do for me. The Lord, he promised me these things, and I know he's going to do it. And that's why I had to make sure that I was doing everything I needed to do, living a lifestyle of fasting and praying and being obedient, and making sure I presented myself holy and acceptable unto God. And a lot of times, I know people don't talk a lot about holiness, but, I am a straight up, I'm all about living a holy, righteous lifestyle, because that's what's going to get us to the promises of God, a surrendered heart, a holy heart unto the Lord. That's what's going to get us to it. So the Lord spoke to me back to years ago, like I was saying. He said he was going to give me that record deal. He was going to take my music all around the world. He was going to use me when I thought I did so many things and so many. I'm sure later on in years to come, I'll talk about some of those dark things about myself that I haven't yet revealed. But those things were things that I thought it condemned me so much that I just knew that God can use me, Alicia. I knew that God could use me. And I thought that God didn't have a place in heaven for me because of all the sin and the dirt. But I'm telling you, when he spoke those things to me and I gave my life back over to him, I had to believe without a doubt that God was going to do this for me. And so God start revealing things as I go. So this has been a 15-year journey. God speaking to my son when he was 4 years old about the NBA that you see he's in, professional gaming. Well, God just manifested that in his life this past year in January, just like myself. But, and so these things God has manifested it. And I love that people highlight it. And I talk about it, but I always want to talk about the journey, because people want stuff really quickly. And sometimes God is not going to give us that thing as quick as we think. You're talking about a 15 year journey, and God has still not manifested everything that he showed me, but he's starting to trickle that thing down. So I'm excited about everything that he's promised, and I know if he said it, he's going to do it. And so we have to hold on to the promises of God. If I don't say nothing else, hold on to what God showed you. Hold on to every dream that he's put in your spirit when you sleep, because as women, we're so busy that God and people say, I'm not hearing God. But God speaks to us so many times in dreams, because he has to put us in a state of a trance to be able to speak to us, so we can be able to not be so busy and we can quiet down. But I think this time he's really pouring out spiritually. He's pouring out in our dreams if we just pay attention to God. And I'm gonna stop right there, because I can I can keep going, because I'm so thankful about what God is doing in my life, and for women of God that has really went through so many different things, especially I believe last year. And I don't know how your last year was, but my last year, it was one of the worst years of my life. But soon as this year hit, it was like something just broke in the spirit. But it was so much going on in my household, with my children, in every aspect of my life. Do you understand? And you talking about holding on to the promises of God, I didn't see nothing. But I believed. I said, God, if you be God, and I know if you're still on the throne, you're still working for me. If you said it, you're going to do it. And I know God will manifest that thing, but it took an act. It took an act of obedience, though, Ms. Butler. It took an act of obedience in my flesh, I tell you, and it gets weary. But it took a extreme act of obedience within myself before these things begin to unfold and manifest that you see. I don't ever want people to think that it's a cakewalk, that it's easy, because it's not easy. And I really, really shy away from the people to say I've had it easy, I haven't never been through anything, I'm good, and this is what God is doing. But I'm telling you, it's some warfare to get to what God wants you to. But there is more angels fighting for us than there are demons for us that are fighting against us. So we just have to know God is going to do it in his time. God is going to do it, and he's going to reveal it in his time, and we have to trust the process.
Yes. For those of you on Facebook Live, I'm really wanting to try to log out and log back into Facebook, because I want to bring her on. Because I need y'all to put a face with what God said. So I'm calling out of Facebook Live, guys. You all are going to come back. So y'all watch for me to reopen it, but I'm going to reopen it through another channel. Okay? Y'all come back with me now. Don't forget now, because people are responding. But when I tell you.
Amen.
That,
well, I'm not on there, and I'm not looking at it, so I don't see it. I logged off when you said it, so I'll go back on.
Yeah, I'm on.
Let's see if you're able to do it.
Us back on. Let's see here. Come on. But when I tell you that what you're saying is so key and on point and on time, because so many people see the all the hell breaking loose, and it's like
they do.
When you see that break loose, it's like, well, but no, you still hold on to your promise, because your promises will not return void. But give me
That's
just
right.
a moment. I'm trying to open this thing up, because when I tell you, it is about to be on.
And being Ms. Butler,
right.
you know that they, and I keep calling you Ms. Butler, but you know, it, some people also on social media, you know, they'll come into my life as a new, I guess I'd say new social media friend during a different chapter. And so that's all they're seeing is all the good stuff, like, wow, God is really, really blessing. But I always try to go back and say, this has been my journey, so you can understand to the people. So you won't just think that it's just you know, God is just going to, you know, you're going to snap a finger and things are going to happen, you know. And it's good for us. It's good for us sometimes to go through those things. It's good. Affliction sometimes is really good, and it grows us, and it keeps us at his feet. I know it keeps me at God's feet. And it's a training. And so I know some things that we go through in warfare, it doesn't happen by accident, and I'm so thankful. Sometimes I just lift my hands when I'm in my house, and I say, God, thank you so much for not letting me, myself, me go ahead of you. You know, because we can make a straight mockery or fool out of ourselves when we're not mature as we think we are. And that's what the enemy want to do, is raise us up really early, really quickly, so we won't have any substance, and he can snatch us away and God won't get the glory. And you know what I'm saying? And so I'm so thankful for every walk, every path, every long suffering, all of that. I'm so thankful for my journey. I really am.
You know what, I tell you, this thing is not allowing me to bring you on, but we're going to keep going. We are going to keep going.
Yeah,
because
this is
so necessary for someone to hear, because people see the after effects. They see once the 15 years has been completed, they didn't see all you went through the 14 years prior. You understand? Mm-hmm. Then you said, even last year, you saw everything that could possibly try to attack you in every area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were being attacked. But your promise was still there despite what you saw. You know, oh my God, girl, that is blessing me. You hear me?
Amen. I mean, because it's true. And, you know, and a lot of us, we go through, and we need to talk about it more and not be ashamed about the things that we're going through, because somebody else is going through something similar. I always tell people, the same script, different cast, you know, and so it's for the strengthening of the body of Christ. Our testimonies, it strengthens us. And so I'm always thankful to talk about my journey and talk about the promises of God. And every time, and that's why we have to be, you know, girded up in the word of God and know God's word, because when the enemy try to come and snatch the things and the thoughts and the visions and things that God has placed in us, and discouragement and doubt and fear, and we have to quickly, you know, quickly be able to put a scripture on the lie. And so I try to tell people, I'm not just a singer. I'm a minister of Christ. I'm a lover of God, and I love to have intimacy with Him. And so you can't just be stuck on a title. You know, we have to know the Word of God. You know, for this journey, no matter what position that you're in.
Right. Because you're going to get the chat regardless of what kind of title you walk in.
That's right.
So you got to know. You got to know.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, girl, this is a blessing. Such a blessing. So how did you get into music ministry?
So, you know, my father, I always like to start there. My father was a professional drummer. And so I'm really good with rhythm. I'm really good with catchy things, because, you know, you have to, in order to know percussion and things like that, it's just a certain, I guess I call it, way that you have to have about yourself. And so he taught me, we was beating on everything, you know, and he taught me music. I was in the band, of course, like that. But as far as singing in church, that was something that I was made to do as a child, but not understanding what I was doing until I moved here.
Okay.
And so when I moved here, when I was 23, 24 years old, I started getting into praise and worship. I didn't even know what a praise team was. I really did. And some people think that I've been in music for so long, but a lot of the stuff that you see me doing is I didn't grow up in it, you know. I grew up in a Baptist church where I just saw the deacons, you know, praying a little bit and, you know, things like that. So I didn't see much activity, and I didn't see, like, moves of and the power of God. I didn't know about fivefold ministry. I didn't know about the Holy Spirit. I didn't know about these things, although my grandmother was a pastor, and she was a Pentecostal Holy Ghost-filled pastor, but I was a young child. So as far as music, that this is when purpose came. when I started seeking God, that's when the Lord was showing me that you're going to sing for me. This is what I this is one of the major reasons why I put you on this earth, to bring glory to me through your lifestyle and through song. And so I started learning that, wow, this is, I need to, you know, dig in a little deeper about this. So then I started singing in church. I started, then I started writing music, because I write my music as well. And so that's how the music came about. Music kind of was just around me. But as far as doing it professional, that's something that I grew into. That's something that I've been gleaning from other people. And just the Lord just, you know, been putting so many great things in my path to be able to grow in that.
Wow. God is so faithful, I tell you. So as you have, what did it feel like to, you know, you see all this stuff break out on you in 2019 hit, and you see you're not one but two huge promises. Your son now playing for the NBA, and then you're getting invited to as a Dove Award nominee. And might I say their 50th annual is on a celebratory year.
Yeah, I'm thankful for your one. He knows how to do things, don't he?
I feel
really good and very blessed by that. You know, the Lord is just faithful, and I was just talking to my son, just being real. We were riding together before I came home to do the interview, and I was talking to him about this is the time they're picking, doing the draft. And my son, just so people can understand, he does work for the NBA. He is an NBA player, but they have a professional gaming division. So he actually plays professional video games in the NBA because this is something new that they have. And and we were talking now about the drafting again. So the season is over. The draft is coming up again. So I was telling him this. He was discouraged about something. I was telling him, you know, God put you there. There's nothing that we could have done. Out of 80,000 people, you got top 70 in the world out of 80,000 people. That's when you know that you had no control of that. That was all God. That was all God. So if he put you there, it's nothing that nobody can do to take you away from God, take you away from what God spoke and what his promise is. I don't care what people do. Yeah. I don't care what it looks like. God put you there because he spoke it to you when you was 4. He's almost 21, and he's just now getting to this. There's nothing that my son, now he God put the favor on him where he's incredible in this gaming system, okay? He is phenomenal. Okay. You have to be incredible to be the top 70 out of 80,000 people. But that's God that just anointed his hand to be able to do that, okay? So I was telling him, let's keep our eyes on the good thing that God is doing and not what the enemy is trying to shake in the midst of the manifestation. I almost shouted right there myself.
Girl, you said a word. Can you repeat that? I got to post it.
I don't even know. You're going to have to press the playback on that, because let's keep our eyes on the manifestation and not what the enemy is trying to snatch, you know, and make us feel like what's going on. Because, see, the enemy, he likes to taunt us. He likes to, you know, nah, I'm going to do this. But I'm telling you, once you have stepped into that promise, it's nothing that nobody can do to get you out of that. That's what my son is walking in is like miracle working, Jesus power. And so I was telling him, I said, don't be shaken. Don't be shaken. I don't care what it looks like right now at this moment, because he was worried about something. And I said, don't be shaken. You know, we just don't let the enemy take your joy in the midst of what God is doing. So you have to just know it has to be like assertiveness in your heart while you're walking through that manifestation. It's another level that you have to be in when God unfolds and puts you in that manifestation position. When he puts you, when you're walking in it, you really have to have a whole different perspective. And I think that's why you go through so much, because you'll be so strong by the time you get there. Little things and little things and problems don't bother you. You can't nobody bother me. Can't nobody work me out of my what I'm going through right now. It doesn't matter what people say, what they think, how they think I should do it. I'm gonna do it how God told me, and I'm going to have joy in it, because that's what the enemy wants to do. So I'm thankful. You really do. It really, you have to be have a whole nother level, whole different perception, I guess.
Yes, I'm telling you. And I think people get discouraged when they start seeing all the stuff pop off. And one of the things I say quite frequently is that I need you to remember, and I got this from my apostle Zoe. She said, I need you to focus on what God is doing, and not on what's in front of you, and not the things that how did she put it? Oh Lord, it's basically focus on the promise and what He's shown you, and not what you're being presented. Because what you're being presented is temporary, but what God has shown you and said to you is your permanent word. So, oh my goodness, girl.
Well, your apostle definitely know what she's saying there, and that's so true. And we have to keep our eyes on that, because I'm telling you, and faint not, you know, and know that God is just working, you know, for us. And He promises it is good things, you know. He wants good things for us. He does. And whatever the things that we're going through, I'm telling you, it's for our good. He said it's for our good, right? All things work together for the good that love God and those who are called according to His purpose. And we have to keep that thing buried in our heart. Because it's something good in the midst of the turmoil that the women of God, I'm just going to say, you know, because I have a women's, I'm always speaking to women. So for the women of God, in the midst of the turmoil, you have to just know what God said, and He's going to take everything that seemed damaged to us, and every ash, and I'm telling you, it's going to be beautiful. And when people, I know people say that almost like it's a cliche, you know, because there's so many conferences and stuff like that, but I'm a living witness that God is going to make what we think is a mess, He's going to make it so beautiful, and it's going to fit. And we're going to say, God, thank you. Thank you for that. And we're going to be so happy we come out of it. But just thank you for it. It's so much. And, you know, in the midst of things, and I'm going to tell you this. When I was going through all the hell I was telling you I was going through, I learned so much about myself. Because when you go through things, you're either going to go to the feet of God or you're going to draw away. You're going to learn about your flesh when you're going through different things. And I saw some stuff, and I'm so thankful I saw some stuff, Ms. Butler, because I knew, I said, God wanted me to work on that thing before He brought me into this place. So I said, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we see that. So where are we running to in the midst of things? Are we running to God? You know, is it bringing us into an intimate relationship with Him, or are we running to other things? And that's when we learn a lot about ourselves and a lot about our faith and heat, when we're going through the heat of things. God, a lot, I learned in a lot of instances, God wants to show us ourselves before He can take us to that next level. And so we always say, God, cleanse me, God, purge me, you know, do this for me. But we don't understand sometimes what it takes to get there. So I just say, oh, anybody who's listening, say, God, thank you for the purging. Thank you for the renewing of my heart. Thank you for the purging that you're doing in my spirit. Thank you for everything that you see that I don't see, because people see it. And sometimes we took so much within ourselves and wrapped up in unimportant things that we don't see it. And we want God, we want the cloak of humility to be on us. When God shines His light, when we go into places where we're being influential, we want them to see nothing but God. And we want the humility of God to be on us, because there's nothing that we can do within ourselves to manifest anything. It's all God. It's all God. And so I'm thankful for, the place of humility that the Lord continues to keep us in as women of God, as men of God, and keep us before His throne, because we can run to so many things, but it's not until we run to God and a place of prayer and at His feet, and a surrendered heart, and that's what God wants us in that posture. And so I'm thankful that God's going to bring us back, and if anybody that's confused about that or going through a lot of chaotic things, God is going to He's putting you back. He wants to bring you back to the posture of prayer. If I didn't have prayer in my life, I don't know where I would be doing right now. I'm so thankful that I have that communication with him. Yes, Lord.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You said
hallelujah.
That right there will preach, right? That will preach. He wants to bring
thank
us
you,
to
Jesus.
A posture of prayer. Because so many of us are in a posture
hallelujah.
Of chaos and just floating in the chaos. But, oh, my God. Oh, Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
said
Jesus.
He wants to bring us to a posture of prayer. Just lay before him and get in his face. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes,
this is so
thank
beautiful.
You, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. God is faithful,
thank
and I'm
Lord.
Thankful. Yeah, he wants to bring us to new levels, and he wants us to see and clarity and hear him very
mm-hmm.
clearly. But it's a lot. It's things required of us that we think we've made it to a certain level, but we haven't. And God wants to get us to that place, and it will only come by him dealing with us. So be thankful. Be thankful. God is in control. He is in control. And I speak so much to the things. And I know I can talk on so many great things. And it is great things going on. But I love to talk on that which in places where we need to be healed from. Because we have to prayer. And we have, and God needs to, and it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of the things that we go through, you know, it's the people that has hurt us, and just the brokenness that we have that we don't be able to talk about, you know, God wants to heal in that area also
mm-hmm.
before God can take us to another level. So I'm thankful,
right.
And I know the people of God, they're going to receive what God has for them, and they're going to be obedient in Jesus' name.
yes, ma'am.
Lord.
Oh, my God. The obedience, yes. Whew, I don't even want to move from that place right there. I'm just feeling so strong in my spirit. For that person that the turmoil, they're right there in the midst of it, and they don't even think that they're going to get out of it. What would you say to this woman or this man that's listening right now, or they may listen to the recording? What would you say to this person? They're in the midst. Everything is falling apart. Everything is looking like just it's chaotic. That's the best way to describe it. What would you say to
mm-hmm.
that person right now?
I would say that have no doubt that God loves you so much. And I think when we're in that place sometimes, we it's a lot of thoughts that go through our mind. You know, is God really for me? Does God really love me? I mean, did I miss him? No, you didn't miss him. God loves you so much, and he wants great things for you. His promises for you are yes and amen. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Know that all of your help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from anywhere else. It comes from the Lord, and God wants to talk to you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to love you like never before. Get into a posture of prayer. Hold on to that scripture that you know that in your heart that you need to speak. And for those that's in that place, and sometimes when we're in that low, low place, the enemy wants to shut us up, and he wants to put us in a place of being silent. You know, sometimes we can be so devastated that we can't say a word, you know, because we're
mm-hmm.
angry, we're bitter, we're disappointed. But don't be shaken. You have to open up your mouth and your atmosphere and begin to declare what you want to see, because the enemy wants to shut you down, keep you silent, not fellowshipping, not believing in yourself, doubting what God said. But when I, just like I said earlier, stay in a posture of prayer, have good positive people around you, and shut off the people and the things and places that will hinder you, hinder your growth, that won't speak fruitful things in your ear. You know, in order to get to another level, we have to change our surroundings. We have to change the people sometimes that we're involved in. We have to just embrace where God has us, the very place that God has us in. So I just want to say, don't be weary in your well-doing. God is going to show up for you because he loves you so much. And he sees you. He sees you, everything about you, every situation. He sees you. He has not forgotten you. And so I just want to say in that and stay encouraged in Jesus' name.
Ooh, in Jesus' name. Ooh. Wow, wow, wow. I tell you, woman of God, when you have the gift that you have, you know, you can pick people up. I'm telling you, I actually saw some people in the spirit. I saw a breaking, and I felt your words penetrating some things. So, and one of my brothers in Christ said, "What a great word!" So I tell you,
amen.
I thank God for your obedience.
Thank you,
I
Lord.
Tell you, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. So for those of you, if you've missed any of this interview, we have two parts. We started out about 12 minutes, and then we were trying to bring her on again, and it wouldn't give us a video. So we have two videos. So y'all go listen to both because I'm telling you, or you can go to Block Talk Radio and I'll look at them and watch. But I'm telling you, whoo, he wants to give.
And Ms. Butler, if you don't mind, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off, but I want to, let me, you mind if I pray before, because it sounds like you're getting ready to release the call. Yes, so Father, thank you, Lord, for even the man of God that that typed or said something on this broadcast. Father, for every woman, for every man that's tuned in right now, Father, I ask that you touch them in their mind. I come against every spirit of confusion. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak peace, hallelujah, in their mind and their spirit right now. In Jesus' name, God, Father, I just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're working, God, through this line, that you're working on their behalf, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you're a comforter, God. Come in and send comfort their way. Father, thank you for every angel that's being released right now over their homes, God, every situation, over their children right now. In Jesus' mighty name, God, in their finances, God, in anything that's troubling them, God. Father, let them know, God, that you see everything. God, you're the God of everything. And so, God, right now we worship you just for who you are. Father, loose every tongue, God, that's stuck and that can't open up their mouth and give you glory, because in worship, God, is where all our problems go away. So I'm thankful, Lord God, that we have, God, a tool of worship. Let worship, the worship anointing, just fall on them, God. Let them raise their hands right now in the midst of this atmosphere and begin to just say, God, thank you. We thank you. We embrace everything that you have for us in this hour, everything that you're doing in our life. We just give you glory. I thank you, Lord God, that every word, God, that they speak out of their mouth right now, God, is going to touch heaven. I thank you, Lord God, that these prayers are touching heaven. I thank you, Lord God, that they're beginning to decree and declare that they are a child of God. And I'm thankful for the favor over their life. I'm thankful, God, for every person that you're going to put in their life, God. I thank you, Lord God, for every person that you're snatching away that you didn't put there. And I'm just thankful, Lord God, that they will walk the path of righteousness. Father God, I just give you glory. I give you glory for them right now in Jesus' mighty name, God. Father, let them, God, know their purpose on this earth, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that the spirit of failure, God, will be far away from them. You didn't call us to fail. And I thank you, God, that the enemy wants us to think that we're failures and that we've lost out and we didn't accomplish what you want us to, God. But you're a God, God, that you speak promises over us. And you're the redeemer of time. You're the restorer of life, of all things. And we thank you, Father. We call you Abba, Father, right now. God, I thank you for the anointing, God. Release a fresh wind, hallelujah, a fresh anointing over their life right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let the Spirit of God just bombard them right now in Jesus' mighty name, God. Father God, just touch them, God, with the oil of the anointing, God. Father God, let the oil of just joy run down their walls and their home, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is bound right now in Jesus' mighty name and have no place in their life. God, we just thank you for everything that you're going to do, every open door that you're going to give us, Lord God. Thank you for new territories, hallelujah. Thank you for new dimensions, hallelujah. Thank you for new relationships, Jesus. Thank you for new covenants, God, in Jesus' mighty name, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that all things are working together for their good, Father, because you love them and they're called according to their purpose, God. I thank you, Lord God, that they will not die, God, without fulfilling what you have called them to. And I give you glory for it, God. I give you glory, Father. Holy Spirit, just have your way, God. Fill them back up again, God. Fill them back up again with your Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, just have your way in their life. Have your way in every situation. I just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Oh, my goodness. When I tell you, your prayer confirms so much. One of the young ladies I interviewed last week, I told her that failure is not an option, number one. And I told her now she needs to look at what people, what the world looks at as failure, as a learning opportunity. That's something I say all the time, but I just said it again last week directly to her.
Amen.
Because you said that.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Then you said this. The Lord told me to do a book, a vision board party in my hometown of Gaffney, South Carolina. And as I was speaking to people and I was calling around, I said, have y'all ever been to a vision board party? And many were saying, what is that? And so I said, okay, God, what are you saying? And he said, there are some people that need to complete some things before 2019 is ending. But so many people are saying, well, you know, I'm doing it in 2020. And he's like, mm-mm. There are some things that need to be done before this year is out. And the title of the event is Fresh Wind to the End. So, woman, we got to do all of it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All of it in your prayer. So, we just give God praise for your obedience. We thank God for you. And for those of you who have missed any of this interview, you got to go back and listen. And then also get a second dose of that prayer because I'm telling you, that thing was anointed as this woman of God is anointed. I give God praise for you, what he's doing for you, because you're just seeing, an appetite of what he's doing. So
mm-hmm.
I'm celebrating with you, my sister. I am celebrating with you. Now, is Mississippi Tales, is that out in a CD form or digital? Can they purchase it?
Yeah, Mississippi Tales are out on every digital platform, but, people are asking for hard copies, so we have a limited amount of the hard copies where you can go on my website and order a hard copy if you like. And so my website is just my name, KeziaAlford.com, and you can find my music on there, you know, just a little bit of my bio, because I know I'm not a scripted person, so even when I get on the call, I don't script anything. I just like to flow. But you can find out, I'm sure so many things I missed, but you can go on my website and find out, you know, just some root about myself and just some major things, major points, if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on there, and my music is on there, and also my music videos.
Okay. Now, is the title cut Mississippi Tales? What's the title cut?
Yeah, the title is called Mississippi Tales, and, of course, like I said initially, I'm from Mississippi. So it's called Mississippi Tales.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I know that's exciting as well. That is exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah, it's been, Mississippi Tales has opened up a lot of doors for me. I'm very thankful.
Yes. Is that the cut that's actually being nominated for the Dove Award?
Yeah. So just for that, the Mississippi Tales made the Dove Award first round ballot. So, but the final ballot didn't make it to the final ballot, but it's just such an honor to be a part of the Dove Award process. And so I'll be there actually in October in Nashville there at the Dove Awards. But that is the song that was nominated.
All right. That is so exciting. We're so happy for you. I love you.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
I tell you,
I always wonder how I was going to get – I got to give my prompts to my label, though. I got to make sure I always say something about them. The Lord blessed me to have a wonderful label in Nashville, and if it wasn't for them, that opportunity would have been there, so I'm thankful for them. It's called MC1 Nashville under the Christian Division, yes. Copper Lily Records, so I'm very thankful for them.
Yes, and I'm telling you, have fun. When I tell you, I'm going to miss it this year because I'm going to be traveling with my daughter. I have a senior this year, so I'm going to be traveling with my daughter.
That's wonderful.
Right. So, but
that is so great.
Thank you. You're going to have every media outlet in there. When you go, work that media room to your advantage. You're going to have big timers. You're going to have small timers. Anybody. Talk to everybody. I mean, but.
Oh, yeah. I'm so thankful.
Yes, I mean, you really will have a great time. I have had the opportunity to go three out of my 5 years, because I'm going to go, this year would have been my fourth, but I'm going to take care of stuff with my baby. But, yes,
oh, man, that's wonderful.
Yes. So, do you have any final words for the On Fire
to
Inspire listeners tonight?
Yeah, just thank you for the opportunity of listening to me, because you didn't have to take the time out to come on and listen to this broadcast. So I'm thankful for every opportunity that I have to be able to sow seeds of encouragement into God's people, because we need it daily. We need it every day. So I just wanted to leave you, but just stay encouraged and believe what God told you. And it doesn't matter what you see. Just believe in your heart that God's going to do it for you. And God is raising up some great and mighty women of God right now. And so just be in the shift of that. And keep the doubters away, because how God has called you to do things may not be the normal of what's been done in the past. And so embrace what God is doing uniquely in you and be thankful that God chose you to do it. So that's all.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again. We look forward to hearing great things from you, and you're welcome back. You know, come on back and share with us, because I know some more is coming. So. Congrats
again. Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks again. Have a good night.
You too. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, guys, if you all missed any of her interview, you want to definitely make sure that you go back and listen to any all of the interview, because I'm telling you, when I tell you, it was action-packed to the point where the Lord led her to pray, and all I can say is I thank God for her obedience tonight, because she has, when I tell you, there are so many people that needed to hear this thing, because she said that there was a 15-year promise. God gave her a promise 15 years ago, and it manifested this year. She said that there was a prophetic word released on her life 15 years ago. It manifested this year. And she said there was one 17 years ago concerning her son. And he plays, he's a gamer for the NBA. And he was 70 out of 80,000 people selected. He was in that 70. So you know that's God. That's not man. That's nothing that you can do for yourself. That's nothing you can try to do. Hey, everybody. So y'all go back and listen to the recording. I'm telling you, this interview would totally bless you. I'm going to put the radio link on as well, because in the Facebook we do have two videos, because I was trying to bring her on. But in the online radio recording, it's going to be one continuous link. You won't have a video with it, but you will have the complete interview. And again, if you miss any of it, go back and listen to it. I promise you, it'll bless you. Hey, guys, like I said, the Lord put on my heart to do a vision board party. So for those of you in the North Carolina and South Carolina areas, that will be September 21st. The address, it's September 21st from 2 to 4 p.m. I thank God for my brother in Christ, Pastor Ricky Saray is going to allow me to use Innovation Church in his facility, and it's going to be the title of the vision board party is Fresh Wind to the End, Fresh Wind for the End. And so God put in my heart to do this because there are so many people that are waiting to 2020 when God says, there's some things that I need you to finish up in 2019. So we still have time. Again, that is September 21st from 2 to 4 p.m. Innovation Church will be at 612 North Limestone Street in Gaffney, South Carolina. So those of you in the South Carolina or North Carolina area, because those of you in North Carolina, y'all know that's nowhere, because Gaffney is located right there at the state line of North Carolina and less than an hour from Charlotte. Then we have coming up October the 23rd and 24th in the Atlanta area or the Lithonia area. The leadership team will be hosting the annual free college scholarship. Y'all make sure you get your seniors there, whether you're your kids, your cousins' kids, your auntie's kids, get them there. They gave away last year, don't like so many schools there, they gave away $39 million in scholarship money last year. So pre-register your kids so that they can go ahead and get a head count. But get them there because so much money was still left on the table, even with the $39 million that was given out. There was some still left on the table because everybody didn't come and take advantage of it. So make sure you're there October 23rd and 24th, and that is going to be held at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church at 6400 Woodrow Road in Lithonia, Georgia. And it is hosted by the leadership team. They do this annually, and that event is October 23rd and 24th, and it's from 9 to 1 and then 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And y'all can check out my page, whether it's the On Fire to Inspire page or On Fire to Inspire page or my personal page. I'll make sure that flyer is up because you want to go out and pre-register so they can have a head count. And, you know, if you don't pre-register, still take your kids. You want to be prepared, too. You want them to have a copy of the transcript. You want to have some copies of the transcript. You want to have their ACT or SAT scores, and you want to have some recommendation letters, whether it's from counselors, teachers, pastors, volunteer, the job. Have at least three. I suggest that. And the final piece, they need to write a small essay about why they want to go to college. Why do you want to go to college? If these people are giving you millions of, you know, all this money over your college career, tell them why you want to go. Tell them why you deserve to go to their college. So make sure your kids are available for that and get them there. So Fresh Wind to the, for the End, Vision Board Party, September 21st. That event is October 23rd through 24th for the scholarship fair in Lithonia. There is another event hosted by it's called Divine Diva Day. It's a special day of pampering for the domestic violence survivors. And this is Divine Diva Day. It's October the 21st. I will post that flyer. And for more information, you guys want to reach out, call Angie's House, Executive Director of Angie's House, Ms. Elaine Davis-Nickus, at 770-331-2537 to find out more about that. Thank you again to each and every one of our sponsors. Elder Cornelia Brown, she's our business coach and travel ambassador. We have infographics, our graphic design and photography. We have audiology, our commercial, infomercial, and jingles. We have post-surgery care of Atlanta, which takes care of your aftercare from after surgery. We have Deidre Norvette with This Is Me, new EP. And then finally, the 21-Day Mind Detox. So, guys, go out. There's a lot that I announced, but go back and listen and get your kids involved for this scholarship fair because I'm telling you, you don't want to leave money on the table when they can qualify for these scholarships. So, thanks again. I am Aaliyah Butler on This On Friday Inspire. I'll talk to you guys next week, same time.